move to the regular agenda, and because it's 12:20 and we're still trying to complete the morning calendar, other than invited testimony, I know you've got some on 7:24. I want to reduce testimony time to 2 minutes so we can make it through. So let's take 7:24, please.
Megan McGeorge's Piano Push Play Summer Program.
Fish.
Colleagues, first, an apology. This should have been filed as a presentation sponsored by Commissioner Fritz, the mayor, and me, and that would be in recognition of the fact that Commissioner Fritz personally and through the Parks Bureau has been a champion of this innovative idea. And closer to home, I think all of us recognize the joy that comes from someone sitting down at a randomly placed piano and playing, because we have one in City Hall.
And it's wonderful.
And there are typically on a Friday afternoon, some virtuoso performer comes in and starts playing, and the music reverberates throughout the building. And it's beautiful. This is Megan's second presentation to council. She's the founder of Piano Push Play. They take older pianos, restore them, and put them in locations around town, and then they donate the pianos to local institutions. This year they will be distributing 20 pianos around the city, everywhere from Powell Butte to the Youth Music Project in West Lynn to here in City Hall. Megan, thanks for joining us again and giving us an update. You hit the button on that. Yep.
Hit the button. All right. first of all, I wanted to say thank you so much for having me again. Thank you, Commissioner Fish. Thank you, Mayor Hales. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. You guys have all supported this program in the last couple of years, and we couldn't do it without you. I wrote a little statement because I'm a little nervous if I just speak off the cuff. I love changing people's perspectives. It's what I enjoy most about running my project. People are used to seeing pianos looking a certain way in a certain environment and played by a certain type of performer. When I get to put these pianos throughout the streets of Portland, it allows people to see and experience each other differently. And they also experience our city differently when these pianos are around. And I believe it's really magical, and I know many folks who agree with that. Most folks think that they know what they can expect from their friends, their coworkers, even strangers. You may think you know by the look of someone whether or not they could be a musician, a pianist, or an artist. But what we've found year after year is how people can be friends or work alongside each other for years and not know how much that person loved music and can play the piano. We've seen year after year of people without a home or much of anything to their name sit down and play Mozart or the entire Beatles catalog or create something beautiful using this instrument and this tool that can express the things inside that can't always be spoken. When these situations happen on the street corner, that street corner is no longer just a street corner. It's a living room where you can enjoy spontaneous music right in front of you, and you're seeing a side to someone you wouldn't be able to experience otherwise. The courtyard of the Art Museum isn't just a courtyard. It's now a community space where people living in the park and living in the high-rises interact and see each other differently. Those are the beautiful and ethereal moments that make all the hard work totally worth it. And the other things that make me work so hard to continue growing this program is the potential for collaborations. Every year brings new communities, new businesses, technologies, and programs to this project that inject it with new energy and more supporters and players. I believe that the art and design community has taken this project full force because they love to see people of every kind interact with their art and their piano, and they love to see the piano interact with its environment, whether it's a busy street corner or the top of Mount Tabor. The technology community, companies like Urban Airship and Gimbal and multiple code schools, have supported us, given us programming, software, hardware, and helped us to develop our Map app, which is in the Apple Store. And I know it's because they love the integration of technology with a community-minded music and art installation. So instead of using iBeacons to sell you products in your store, they're just telling you, hey, I'm a piano and I'm over on the street corner, so come play me. It continues to amaze me how many folks are out there that can play this instrument. I hear each year from so many locations, businesses, park managers, that they can't believe how many folks can play and play well. And from folks you would look at and never think they could sit down at the piano and play Chopin. I remember that no sooner had we placed a piano on the bus mall last year, but a group of young boys went skateboarding down the street, and one of them stopped and walked over and sat down and started playing for Elise. In 3 short seconds, my perspective on who this kid was flipped 180 degrees, and I try to remember that same feeling whenever I interact with people as I go about my everyday life in Portland, that you never know what's lying underneath the person. And if my project can help people reach, communicate, and understand each other a little bit better, then I feel like I've succeeded. So I invite everybody here and everybody here and out there to come to our kickoff concert at the Art Museum this Friday to see the amazing art and the amazing performances on our pianos. And it's 7 p.m. outside on the courtyard. It's free for all. We'll even have spaces for anybody in the audience to put their name in a hat and win a chance to perform with us. And then on Monday, they'll be out around the city. So there you go.
Questions for Megan?
No, the question is, I just have a comment. It's beautiful, and thank you for what you do. It's really important.
Thank you so much. I know so many people who love that we can put them in the most beautiful spaces in our city. So,
what we do when we hear great music is we applaud. So let's suspend the rules and applaud you and this great program.
Thank you.
It's wonderful having the piano here in City Hall. I mean, the acoustics in this building are cool. And when somebody sits down there at that piano, it fills up the whole building. It's just wonderful for everybody.
Well, thank you. There's going to be a new one that's painted beautifully on Monday. So
cool.
For a little visit.
Thing, and it's your brainchild, and against all odds, it keeps growing. And I know that the only ask you make of us, and Commissioner Fritz has stepped up time and time again, is that we consider venues where a piano can be placed and the public can enjoy it. And that's something I hope we continue to take advantage of, because the reaction we're getting from the public is so positive. And another amazing thing is that the pianos are left outside, and the pianos have been protected. The public understands that these are cherished musical instruments. And so they have not been tagged or vandalized or other things, which really says something about your program. So congratulations and thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
You're welcome.
I look forward to hearing the music all over the city.
Thank you. It was just a presentation. No,
thanks, Megan. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon.
Have a great day.
Okay.